Welcome to episode 3 of Thoughts from a Car, the stream of consciousness podcast recorded completely from my driver's seat. My name is Cameron, and I will be your driver for the duration. I just realized something. My intro is a little bit of a, not misnomer because it's not named. My intro is a little bit inaccurate, where it says that the podcast is recorded completely from my driver's seat. Up until now, and at this point even, it is recorded and has been recorded completely from my driver's seat. But what I'm going to do with this podcast will not be. I'm going to slip in some archived footage. It's not footage, whatever it is. Some archived audio that I have of an old podcast a friend of mine and I did. We call it the Bad Movie Review. We just watched absolutely terrible movies like House of the Dead and Dracula 3000 and... well, they were all horror movies, but they were all terrible. I can't think of one that wasn't some sort of horror sci-fi premise. Oh well, they're terrible, terrible movies, and we watched them and made fun of them. The recording was after we watched it and just talking about it and making jokes and just having a good laugh. And it went for a few episodes, and then we just kind of got busy and weren't able to do it anymore, and it just kind of went away, and we never picked it back up. But I was talking with my friend last night, and he mentioned that he's been to my website and read some of the stuff, and he was complimenting me on it, and I'm like, you know what? I have, and we were just talking about when we were recording the podcast together, and I was thinking to myself, you know what? I have all that stuff saved somewhere. You know, like I said, it was only like 5 episodes or so. Not much saved somewhere. But I have it saved in its entirety somewhere. I should just put it into my feed. Just as kind of like a little special episode from time to time. Hopefully motivate me or him or somebody to start up a bad movie night. And then start reviewing them. And do Thoughts from a Car, the Bad Movie Review Edition or whatever. I don't care. But it was just so much fun to sit around and talk about terrible movies. I mean, I do it with my wife all the time. You know, we talk about... Well, I guess it springs from my propensity. That's a word, isn't it? From my habit of ranting. I have something that bothers me, and I can talk about it for a long time. Sometimes at loud volumes and extreme language, which I have to bleep out from time to time. But you know how it is. Anyway, so, you know, I already do this all the time. I rant, I get up on my soapbox and I start talking about something. How much more entertaining is it for someone if I'm talking about something funny? And I'm not a particularly funny person, which is why I need someone else helping me. But it always makes it more entertaining if somebody's laughing who wasn't the person who made the joke. And like I said, I'm not generally the person who makes jokes, but I always find it entertaining to listen to other people make jokes, and occasionally some things that I say hit home and somebody chuckles. So that's what this is. I haven't quite decided which episode it is. I'm still in my car, and then when I get home, I'll find one of the episodes and throw it in and put it up on the feed. So you guys can have it. You guys? Who is you guys? Who are you guys? I don't even know. Is anybody out there? Hello? Email me. Webmaster@leavingnormality.com. Leavingnormality@gmail.com. I don't know. Whichever one you want to use. They all go to the same place anyway. Email me. Tell me what you think. Tell me if you want to keep doing this. Tell me if you want me to start up that review again and put in some more episodes or whatever. And let me know what you think. So here it is, the first recast of the Bad Movie Review. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Bad Movie Review Podcast, brought to you by the wonderful people at Mattel. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Mark.
And we're coming to you live? Living. Loudly, anyway.
With a review of Uwe Boll's House of the Dead.
Wow. So, House of the Dead.
It was a very bad movie.
I did not see that coming. I haven't seen a Yui Bowl movie before, so I really wasn't prepared for how amazingly bad it was. I've heard about them, but...
It was bad.
Wow.
Like, I was expecting some good parts, at least, but it was just a horrible movie.
So much more so than Slayer.
Yes.
Like, Slayer was just boring or whatever. This, we were laughing the whole time. There was no boring part about it.
House of the Dead was not only confusing, I've played a few House of the Dead games in the arcades, but this was just terrible. I wish I could shoot myself.
Those are downright linear compared to this storyline. I mean, you'd think it'd be the same storyline, but no. And then I read some stuff. I'll talk to you about it after we do the review portion of it, talk about the characters and what they mean, but whatever. So we'll start out with a bit of a summary. This will be a better summary than last time, because it'll be shorter. We won't talk back and forth in between. So it starts out, a bunch of, like, five college-age students want to go to an island somewhere around Seattle. There's a lot of islands around Seattle, so that's the part that's not too far-fetched. We want to go to what's supposedly the best rave of whatever. And they hire this boat to take them out there, because they missed the regular boat. And they get out there. When they get there, they find out that everybody's gone missing. So two people decide to stay at where the rave was, where now everything's destroyed. But that's okay. They want to stay there anyway.
And the rave, the biggest rave ever and the greatest rave that they were going
to,
had about 30 people there in some wilderness thing. And they had like kind of a bar that had drinks. But anyways, it looked like a really crappy rave.
Yeah. It was during the day, too.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just gearing up towards the night when more people, but whatever. So they get there. Everybody's gone. It looks really destroyed, actually, like badly destroyed. So two people decide to stay there and do it in a tent. Okay. And the rest of them go off to find...
Where
I
want to
say survivors, but yeah, they don't know survivors yet. So they find some people, and one person actually recorded on a camcorder what happened. Zombies coming in, killing everybody, jumping all over whatever. I've never seen zombies move like this.
They can jump really high, and they
when they're on the springboard.
And yeah, this movie did not try to hide that these zombies were jumping off springboards.
Yeah.
You could see the springboards
like bouncing
perfectly.
Oh, so the video of the zombies destroying the people, and they go to like. They get back to the rave place, to the main party area, and they're like, well, we gotta go find shelter somewhere. And they go back to the house where the people were to begin with, where other people were, and all the zombies ate them.
Yeah, they go to a house which zombies live in
like
to hide for
the
shelter.
The first time you see the house, a woman goes into it looking for her boyfriend, who is dead. You know he's dead. And then a zombie rips out her chest or something. I don't know.
What zombies do?
Yeah. What zombies do? So kills her, and that didn't make any sense. So then, and then later on, they find the survivors in this house, apparently devoid of zombies.
And the funny thing is, the zombies are in the forest, and all it shows is just this massive, the same clip of zombies just darting through the forest. Like when I think of zombies, I think of like kind of like the Resident Evil video games where they're just slowly.
Occasionally,
around.
Stumble quicker.
These ones were like professional zombies. They were running and jumping.
They were only professional as they were running through trees.
Yeah.
Once they get to... Okay, we'll come to that later on. So they get there, and they find the guy who drove the boat, the pilot of the boat there, who... I gotta find out what his name was. I'll do that. And, because I've seen him in a bunch of things, so I can't remember what his name is. What he's been in. And he apparently smuggles guns. Now, he's in Seattle. Where are you smuggling guns from or to? It's kind of...
Alaska? Russia?
Canada?
That's a long way.
Yeah, that boat is not a transatlantic boat. So, whatever. So
maybe from the ghettos in California.
So, I don't know what was going on there. So, he's smuggling guns somewhere.
Tijuana.
He's smuggling guns to Tijuana. And and so, they find the guns... And then the next, 3 minutes, maybe, is them, like, loading the guns, cocking them, putting them in holsters.
No, it was more than 3 minutes.
Oh, man.
They would open a crate of guns, and
say, you know, like, instead these stupid of, like, things, like, oh, Desert Eagle. That's not a desert. All
right. Right. Like, normally when you open up a crate of guns that, I don't know,
It wasn't a crate, it was really more of a cooler.
Right. They open it, and like on the Three Amigos, they open that crate, and it's just full of the same gun, same rifle. They open one, and it's full of, like, all this high-tech weaponry. Like, one has a Tommy gun, one has an automatic shotgun. Or in the same one, a Tommy gun, an automatic shotgun, grenades, bombs, these weird pistols. I mean, just all, like, stuffed in there, like, oh, this is mighty convenient. So, it was, and they only had one crate. Apparently, this guy is some big smuggler, but he only has one crate, so.
Yeah. So, so they have the one crate full of random guns that really don't exist in real life.
And they didn't do a very good job of trying to make you believe that they were real, because when they would shoot, usually the barrel fires back to reload the next bullet. In this one, just the out of the barrel just shot fire.
Yeah, like
there was no moving parts at all.
Or kick to the guns.
Yeah, or kick.
The guns would actually go forward as they fired.
Yeah, these people would, like, throw their arms forward as they fired with a gun in each hand.
Yeah, they're all girls, but still, I mean,
it was very bad.
And so, so they.
this is
the scene, the definitive scene of this movie.
It's weird because this is in the horror section, and so you're like, oh, it's zombies. But then,
this scene happens,
and then all of a sudden, right in the middle of the movie,
it's like the slow motion walking towards something. Like, you really see this in a lot of Jerry Bruckheimer movies,
like Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator was better, though. Like, I don't know how they did it better in Terminator. I haven't seen that before. Slow motion walking through the fog, or, like, away from an explosion, or just slow motion walking for no reason whatsoever, while, like, this intense music plays in the background.
The funny thing is that these people, they were going to a rave, they're going to a party, and this boat captain, all of a sudden, they're in a place infested by zombies, they find a crate of weapons, and then they become these high-tech killers, like they're walking through the fog, as Cameron said.
Gosh. Yeah, they're hitting everything.
It's just a slow-motion thing, and it was just funny. It took about 30 seconds to a minute for them to walk through the fog, trying to be all cinematic and things. And
anyway,
it was just...
We'll make fun of that after the... make fun of everything after the summary. It's so hard not to, though.
I know.
But anyway, so we'll continue with the summary. So they make it inside the house, and why did they leave again? I forgot. Oh, because the zombies start breaking into the house, and they find this underground tunnel... And people just, like, keep getting picked off by zombies and apparently moss monsters that come out of the walls of some sort of cave that they're in. And,
I
remember why. Because the zombies that were in that little lab place got touched by the red water, which was apparently blood.
Yeah.
And it
blood
revived them.
Revives the zombies.
Yeah. So they're in this room, and this guy, he's pre-med, so apparently that makes him a scientist.
Scientist.
He looks at this blood through a microscope and he says, the cells are dividing at a rapid rate. Like, what?
Thanks,
what
Professor.
Cells, sir? Who cares? What does that even have to do with it? That was really, really loud. We're going to have to tone that part down. But anyway, so eventually they have to leave again. One guy stays in the room. He's like, no, I got to stay. And he shoots. I have to make fun of it. I can't not. He shoots a wooden barrel. Full of gunpowder. He shoots a wooden barrel, and it explodes. Now, I never knew that wood could make a spark.
Oh, you've never made sparks with wood?
Apparently, Adam made a fire with the bow and thing. But, no.
Like, that would
sorry.
Do a lot, and then it just explodes.
Explodes.
Everything. The house is gone. You're like,
yeah.
Oh,
like,
well.
And apparently, the rest of the house is made of gunpowder also.
Right.
Which would explain the complete
explosion.
It would
make sense that you would put gunfire in the house. Or gunpowder all throughout the house. That's what I do with it.
It's cheaper than insulation.
That's true. Well,
you just gotta watch out for it on those hot days.
Oh, our house exploded again!
So they go through this cave and they find this. Oh, I forgot the villain. He was this guy. It shows him like four times. The same clip of him, like, peering around this bush. Like, it keeps showing him, like, Scarface.
They ran out of their budget very quickly.
Yeah,
just re-roll that clip. You know,
we can't afford
to Photoshop
anymore.
It.
We can't afford any more film. So they kept just showing the same clip. So in varying degrees of light.
It was kind of like the Dracula of zombies. He
Yeah, it looked like his face was all sewn together from other parts.
Kind of looked like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein with Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
It looked like that.
Yeah, so except that he also looked like, it shows him in a flashback what he looked like before he became this really, he wasn't a zombie, he was just stupid. So, apparently...
He wasn't a zombie, he was just stupid.
With stupidity, you gain immortality.
Oh.
So, he was being put on trial by the Spanish Inquisition.
I don't know.
Something. Coming from
olden days.
French. I mean, they were French, but I think they were supposed to be British. Somehow he ends up
Seattle. They were French, and they were wearing all those British clothes.
Or they were British wearing French clothes. It was one or the other.
Yeah, but it was...
But, yeah, so they're coming from Europe to Seattle because it's cheaper to go around Africa,
right?
And faster. So they're then he takes over the boat, kills everybody, and whatever. And now he looks exactly the same, but he's got scars all over his face, like he pieced his face together from pieces of his own face. Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Needless to say, his face is for some reason
it's white
all
and
stitched
scarred.
Up.
Yeah, it's stitched
it's
up.
Scarred. There's a picture on the website.
Oh yeah. That's the villain. That's
like the only picture they have of him. Just keep rolling that same one, Larry. That's good.
Just put that one in there. Don't we have that one of him looking down on the tree? We used it 6 times. Oh, 6 is less than 10.
Yeah, go ahead and Photoshop it up. Make it that nighttime.
Turn down the brightness. So eventually they find him, and he's, I don't know why, like his ultimate goal is to take the main character. Because he can't take any of the other.
Some girl. He wants to take some girl.
Oh, was it the girl he wanted to? Oh, he probably wanted to do her. I don't know. That's the driving force behind most horror movies.
Yeah, horror
movies. So he finds the girl. So there's only 2 people left, a guy and a girl. And they're in his little underground lair. And somehow the guy breaks free of the, like, 8 zombies holding him down and beats him off. Beats him and hurts them. And the girl runs away from the main bad guy. And then he throws her grenade, and they run out right as explosion. Oh, good, we made it. But
hooray.
And so they start walking away. But apparently the grenades don't work on that one guy, because he just follows them right out of the burning building. And proceeds to have
He's kind of like the T-1000.
Yeah.
Except with more scars.
And less metal. And he starts to sword fight with this chick, who apparently, like, she took a fencing class.
Yeah, it's funny how all these secret powers and skills show themselves. Like, and they're...
Like that Asian chick.
Superhuman levels. It's like, she took a fencing class, all of a sudden she's this master sword fighter, and she can fight the Dracula... Or the King of Zombies.
Well, maybe we're just overestimating his fencing skills. Maybe they both just suck, but when you put 2 sucks
he's
together,
like,
it looks
what's
better.
This long piece of metal? I'm going to use it to stab you.
It's pokey. It's sharp on the sides, even better. But so they fight. She stabs him a couple times. How did he... Oh, I remember. Eventually, the guy gets up. So she gets stabbed, and oh no, she's dying. She got stabbed.
She gets stabbed
an inch
right her between her breasts.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And it like cuts her shirt open.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't show anything, but
it was like tied open. It was like one of those shirts that ties up at the top, and it was just enough to like cut through every piece of thing tying it open. So it's like, poof.
So her bosoms just pop out. You don't see it
pop out, but they pop.
Very revealing.
There is popping. And so it's the guy, because apparently they used to date, but you gotta have a romantic interest.
He
grabs
the
sword, cuts off the guy's head. Oh, nope, you're not done yet, because then the body starts fighting the guy. Well, the head's giving direction, I think.
Right.
And so then the guy eventually steps on the head.
He steps on the head, and
it squishes like a ripe melon. I thought the skull was supposed to protect the brain.
Apparently, just squash heads.
Yeah,
if you just step on them.
He put some force behind it, but still, maybe the guy was a zombie. I mean, maybe his skull had rotted long ago.
It looked
really funny. Yeah,
when he smashed it, there's just like goop coming out. It was funny.
And then people show up from some. If you've played the game, you know the agency they're from, but I can't remember what it's called. So it's the agency from the game, and they 2 people show up who apparently it's supposed to be a tribute to. The 2 characters that you can play as in the first House of the Dead, the game.
And I was hoping that it would be similar to Slayer, in that Linda Carter would show
up
and say, "Today, we were just watching you from afar," but
didn't
happen.
Not quite, but just some people who apparently... This agency is used to zombies for some And then they go off. And then as they're flying back to Seattle, like flying into the city, there's this really, really bad voiceover by the main character saying, oh, crud, I can't remember what it was he said. It was really lame. And at the end of it, he says, it was like the two of us are the only ones left alive, left to tell the tale.
He probably said, I'm going to block your stupid, your entire subnet, you stupid lamer. He probably said something nerdy like that.
But then it closes with him saying, what have I created? Nothing? What did you create? You created something? When did you create something? I missed that scene.
Yeah, they cut that scene out.
The deleted scene where he creates something.
Oh, I created this wonderful thing. Cut.
But maybe it's not so wonderful. No, they'll never know now. So that's the quick summary. The main thing to make fun of is that scene where they're coming through, and there's so much stuff to make fun of in this scene. So
no, the first off is that I just couldn't believe they made a movie out of this. Like, the House of the Dead, it's just that shoot 'em up game at the arcade.
Doom?
I was like, that's different, though. That has a good plot. This one is just like, there's zombies, you just go through and shoot 'em. It's like Time Crisis.
Yeah.
That one has more of a plot, though, but it was just
Carnival.
Yeah, Carnival. It was just
there's
like,
no plot in Carnival.
I just thought, you put in the coins, you pick up the gun, you shoot zombies, and it's fun. I didn't know there was a plot. I didn't know that.
I've read it on Wikipedia, and like, there's like four House of the Deads, and after I watched the movie, I'm like, there's got to be more to it than this. And the games each actually have okay plots. Like, it's very generic, very zombie.
Well, I just couldn't believe that they made a movie off that after so many other video games that they could make, such as Castlevania, which is coming out, but
Paul W.S. Anderson is...
Not too excited about the director.
Yeah. Oh, way to go. What are you doing?
Alien vs. Predator,
right.
That's a whole other bad movie.
Wow.
Yes. But I just thought they could have chosen a better movie to do from a video
game. I don't know what he was thinking about, like why he thought this would be a good idea, but in between each scene, like when it goes from one scene to the other, there's like this split-second cut from the game.
So, during the movie, to the next scene, it shows portions of the video game. So it goes like computer generated.
To remind people that, like, hey, this is the game this is from.
If you haven't played this game, this is it.
Yeah.
And they do it about like 15 to 20 times.
Well, no. They do it 15 to 20 times throughout in between each scene. But then they also do it 15 to 20 times in that one scene.
Yeah.
Which now we're going to talk about.
The one scene. That's what we call
it.
It's
referred to as the one scene.
It's when all of the main characters find the guns and they attack the zombies in front of
the
house.
After the slow motion walk.
Yeah, the slow motion walk through the fog, and then they just fight all these zombies. And it turns out that all of these teenage ravers are excellent marksmen, and they all find their targets very well with
heads
their...
Heads are exploding, chests are caving in.
It's just like automatic shotgun, Tommy gun, I know how to work
wells
those.
For some reason.
Yeah, this guy runs up and throws a grenade down a well. I was like, there's no zombies down there. Anyways, it blows up. And
there's no
really
zombies
happens.
Down there now.
Well, give me a grenade, quick!
He doesn't like wells. It actually goes back. He watched Batman, and ever since then, he's been afraid of wells. He's like, no, die, bats! So,
anyways, the scene is just...
The one scene.
Everybody is just...
There's this Asian chick named Liberty, because she's wearing what looks like an American flag unitard. But anyway, so she's named Liberty, and she's jumping up and kicking things. She's got these 8-inch heels, I swear.
They all become like kung fu. It's like they just went
off
into the Matrix.
Yeah.
Because each person would shoot somebody, and then the camera would freeze and do a complete 360 around each person. They did that to each character.
Ugh.
It was horrible.
Let's see, there's that to make fun of. And then for some reason, so throughout the rest of the movie, zombies are quick. Zombies are nimble. Zombies can jump like 30 feet in the air. Except for the one scene. They are generic. George Romero? No, who is it? I don't even remember anymore. The Romero zombie things, you know, hands, arms outstretched in front of them.
Stumbling over each other.
Like, yeah,
it's
tripping.
The only scene that they're actually
walking
zombies.
Really slowly. And like, well, if that's the case, I could see these people taking them out.
It was quite convenient when they had all their guns and the zombies to act like that. The zombies were happy.
All right. Now it's time for us to shine and get shot in the back.
No kidding.
Oh, man. So the one scene. That
that made the movie worth watching. Like, I mean, without that, it probably would have been...
That was a pretty funny scene. Like, we were laughing the whole time just because it was so unreal.
So ridiculous. I mean, the movie's unreal to begin with, but this was just ridiculous, stupid. Like, Lord of the Rings is unreal. I come on. But
right. It's
fun. It's cool. Like, yeah, it's more... It's on some level believable. This was just dumb.
Yeah, this was very dumb. But
no believability.
I would even rent it again just to watch this scene. It's about 5 minutes long.
Oh, it's got to be longer than that. It just kept going.
Yeah, it just kept going and kept going. It was the funniest scene in the movie, though.
Gosh. Oh, and then the chick.
Oh, also, zombies can swim really well because they swim out to the boat that everybody came in on and
took over
the boat and then swam back. So if you ever find a zombie,
stay
out of water. They can swim really well.
These things are worse than Jaws, man. Like, because Jaws was a shark, but I mean, you knew he was a shark. He was there. He's like, I'm a shark. These zombies.
Yeah, so if you encounter a zombie, just pick up a gun, and then they'll just kind of go stupid and go mindless.
They'll probably walk away from you.
Yeah.
Like, that. There's that one woman in a dress walking around behind the people, not doing anything.
Yeah, there was this one woman with her arms going up and down. I'm like, whoa, I'm in a movie.
She just, like, walks right past this woman.
She's like one of the girls. I'm going to be in a movie. I'm a zombie.
All right. Oh, man, that was so bad.
Yes, very lame indeed.
Yeah. And during the scene, it kept doing those stupid clips from the video game.
Yes.
Like, every 30 seconds, another, like, flash, flash, flash. I'm like, wow.
A zombie's getting shot.
I'm going to have seizures from this. Yeah. That's how oh my gosh. Like, there's not much more to make fun... Well, no, there's still plenty to make fun of. But just that scene. I can make fun of that scene for an hour.
Yeah, you can just keep going on it.
Wow. What else was there we wanted to make fun of? I think that was the main thing we wanted to hit. And then after that, it just...
After that, then they introduced the main zombie guy, and that just
was weird. I forgot about the part where the woman was shooting, like, gold-plated...
Yeah, she was shooting, like, golden guns or something, she would throw them out in front of her as she shot. And you're like, oh, that was believable.
Oh, yeah, the training. Like, on the DVD, the special features.
They're like, we need to train these girls so they'll look realistic.
So they spent 2 hours one day playing House of the Dead. This is serious. They're training. Like, they referred to it as the training.
Yeah, they had to wake up at 6 and get ready for the training.
To go play House of the Dead for an hour. And then the rest of the day was spent paintballing.
Yeah, these people dressed up like zombies, and the girls shot them with paintballs.
Wow. But they must have been, like, because they were shooting a point-blank range. But the guys had, like, the zombies had huge welts. But then they like, walked up and shot the girls point-blank range in the face. I don't think they were paintballs.
Yeah.
I think they were there was like something in the barrel that would break the paintball, so it just shot out paint.
Right.
Maybe. That's just a guess. But wow. So that was their training. And after that, like, it just made everything made so much more sense.
Yeah.
Including the woman who died, like, the woman who became a zombie, like, in the first 20 minutes, even she was in the training.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
That was just to make her feel good, though.
Yeah, they're like, oh, don't tell her. She's going to die really
quick. She hasn't read the script yet. Somebody just said, you want to be in a movie? And she said, yes.
Like, sure. And then it turns out she was worse than all the other actors that are in the movie. But the funny thing is, Ron Howard's brother was in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's in a lot of...
Clint Howard, he's in a lot of Ron Howard's movies. He's never been in anything else except for this.
And
Clint Howard, if you don't know, you'd recognize him when you see him, like, right off. You're like, that's the guy. He was in Far and Away.
He was also in Arrested Development. He was the tree hugger. He sat up in the tree.
I missed that one.
It's one of the first episodes. Or one of the first few episodes.
I've seen that first season. Oh, well. So he's in that. He's in... The most recent thing I can think of was in Cinderella Man. He was... Oh, I don't remember which one. He was one of the referees.
But anyways, he died really quick.
Yeah, he just upped and died. He's a really weird-looking person, though.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't do much to change him into a zombie. They're like, we'll just put this coat on. That was pretty much it.
Yeah. Oh, he's also in How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Ah! Look at that picture!
Yeah, his picture on the Internet Movie Database
is really bad. Oh, he's in Church Ball. I forgot about that.
He looks like he's the hunchback.
Yeah.
Of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Yeah. He's in Beethoven's Fifth. They made five Beethovens?
Anyway, so he's... I mean, he's not in it for very long, and...
He's got...
He kills a few people.
What? What? No, he doesn't.
He kills the...
Does he?
The captain. I guess...
No. The captain...
I guess
captain
the captain
shot
kills
him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
but so
right.
he...
He didn't even get to kill anybody.
He had this really stupid voice. Oh, he was in Little Nicky. His nipples. I didn't see that scene.
Anyway.
I heard that movie was bad. So I didn't watch it. Maybe we should watch it. But so, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. He's like, he's in this slicker. This yellow slicker, and there's bad, like, just a very generic yellow rain hat. Yellow rubber rain hat. He's all talking like this. You can't go to that. Can't go to that island. That's the island of La Muerte.
Yeah, that's the island. You can't go there. That's a bad island. Captain, don't go to that island. Captain, don't go around. Captain.
Anyways, that was pretty much what he did.
And then he died.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
it was
died.
So, he was so annoying. Like, well, and then again, look at his picture. We've got to put a picture of, like, that's got to go.
Yeah,
like
we'll put a picture of Clint Howard, who we're talking about. On our, we'll post that on our website.
Oh, they made a movie? Okay.
Also, we changed our website, so it's at badmoviereview.net. So
yeah.
You can go there to link to our website.
Yeah, and we'll probably have to move the URL for the link that if you have like an automatic if anybody's listening, if you have the link to the automatic download thing like to the XML, you'll probably have to change that so that it'll go on the new one. So the old one.
Well, we'll fix all that.
Yeah. Actually, unless you want to just keep doing it from your .Mac account. Well, we'll figure it out. So, House of the Dead.
Yeah, that was the movie reviewed this week.
How many stars did you give it?
Well, I don't know. The star system is... rating. We're going to have to come up with a new rating system because...
I don't know, I like the stars. How many skulls did you give it? Skull or crossbones?
This one was bad, except for the scene in the middle. That was funny. So, it's kind of hard to rate it. So I think we should come up with a new system. But anyways, this movie was really confusing and boring, but the middle part was really funny, so...
All right, how about this? Since it's a B movie, we give it a number of Bs. Like, how big of a B movie was it?
I'm going to give it four Bs.
Yeah, I'd probably would too. I'd almost give it five, but it's hard to find a 5B movie. Like, a 5B movie has to be, like, so bad.
It was pretty bad.
But at the same time, it has to be...
There might be a 5B movie that we saw, Vampires vs. Zombies. We're going to be reviewing that. That might be a 5B.
Oh, man. Yeah, we heard it. Like, we talked to a guy who watched it. He said it looked like it was shot like it was a student film. Shot by somebody's, like, home camera, whatever. So we're probably going to watch that.
Okay, so we will...
So four Bs.
Four Bs for House of the Dead by
Yui Bull.
And we will have...
Who keeps giving him money?
I don't know. But apparently they don't give him very much money because...
Or maybe they give him a lot of money, but he just like pockets half of it.
Hey, I wouldn't be bad. I'd like to do that. But we'll have our new movie that we're going to be reviewing up this Saturday, which will be July 29th.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and we'll put this up as soon as possible. I know on the other cast we said we'd put this up on Monday, July 31st, but I think because we've had finals and things, we're going to put this up as soon as possible. So on July 29th, on Saturday, we will have the next movie we're going to be reviewing. We'll keep this consistent because finals are over now, and we'll be able to concentrate more on this. Thursday, next Thursday.
Oh, really? So like a week from now? Oh, nice.
Okay, so thanks for listening in. Remember, you can send us comments, concerns, or send us movies that you want us to review at badmoviereview@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at badmoviereview.net.
Or you can call us at 1-800-SCREW-YOU.
Screw-YOU!
I like that.
Okay, so thanks for joining in. We hope you like the podcast.
And tune in next week for whatever we decide to watch.
And I'm my Mark.
And I'm the Boner Bot.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That was the first recast of the Bad Movie Review. I hope you guys liked it. I hope you guys will like the other four or five that will come in forthcoming weeks, months, and years, or whatever. And let me know if you like it. Let me know if you want me to start it up again with whoever will watch these terrible movies with me. And start up some rants and some jokes and some reviews. I mean, you can tell how much fun we had just by listening to it. It was great fun. I mean, even if you guys don't, the only way I won't do it is if you guys say that you hate it, I don't know who the hell you are, is if somebody tells me that they hate it and it was terrible and they don't ever want to hear anything like it again and it was a waste of time and blah 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 blah. I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, that's the only way that I would stop, that I would not do it anymore, is if somebody said that. So let me know what you think, and we'll get, who knows, maybe we'll revive the Bad Movie Review. Just pulling up home, so, yeah. This has been episode 3 of Thoughts from a Car, the first recast of, what was it, the Bad Movie Review. My name is Cameron. I've been your driver, and keep your eyes on the road and keep your hands at 10 and 2, and above all, stay safe. Goodbye.